You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She's a good girl. Loves
Tom Petty.
Mama, loves Jesus.
Is your artist of the day.
In America, too.
From the text line, she's best wishes girl. To a great person. Thank you, Kevin Yoder. Also from the text line, can you ask him a serious question like Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake? And really, Scott, could you offer any more softballs during the entire interview? He's out of a job. What do you want me to do? It's over.
I'm glad he stopped by.
I am, too. I like Kevin Yoder. And by the way, I believe we are the only two radio hosts in America, and I wear this with a badge of honor, who can get through a 40-minute interview with a sitting congressman who's retiring or leaving, not on his own accord, and not one time mention the President of the United States. Did it. Yeah. So all you guys who say, oh, you talk about Trump, not one time did Donald Trump's name come up in that interview. Not one time. So. Ha-ha! Told you I could do it, Mom. Anyway, welcome back. 576-7798. Story here out of Ohio, where a police officer in a Cleveland suburb posted a message on social media after ticketing an 18-year-old for driving 100 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. The officer wrote on Facebook Sunday that he didn't feel bad about writing the ticket because the teen needs to slow down before he kills somebody or himself. The officer wrote, "You're welcome. I'd like to believe that you were minutes away from creating an unspeakable Christmas tragedy when I stopped you. If not only killing yourself, you were well on your way to killing some innocent person who is minding their own business, doing nothing else wrong but being in front of you." The officer says the reckless teen driver, quote, seemed like a really nice kid, but he made a bad decision.
Listen to this, Scott.
The officer posted a photo of the ticket.
"You said you didn't realize how fast you were going. That's a lie. You may not realize when you're doing 45 in a 35, but you are fully aware of every mile per hour at 100. You were scared when I stopped you. You were visibly shaking and breathing hard. Unfortunately, you were scared 1 minute too late and for the wrong reason." And here's the important part of this officer's post. "You should have been scared that you were trying to kill yourself. I know you're invincible. I know you can't even fathom your own death. But I can tell you dozens of stories of dead and broken 18-year-old bodies that I have pulled from cars. Broken bodies that I found in front yards, unrecognizable bodies. They thought they were invincible, too. They were not. They were gone, so they missed the part where I had to tell their parents that they were dead. Part of your soul disappears every single time you have to tell parents that their kid is dead."
I love the next part, though. Listen to this. "I don't know your parents, but I know them. I know that when you leave every day, they say, be careful, drive safe. Those aren't just words. That is the very last act of them pleading with you to come home. When they get a knock on the door, it's not, good afternoon, ma'am, your 18-year-old son has just had a massive heart attack. It's, can we sit down? Your son has been involved in a very serious crash. I'm so sorry, he's dead. When you leave the house, they know that far and away the best chance you have of dying that day is in that car. Sometimes you're the innocent person hit by someone with no regard for anyone else. And sometimes you're the one with no regard for anyone else. Today, you were the latter. Slow down, please. You are not invincible. I promise." Damn. Not only is this a good cop, he can write.
Bam! So today, I am driving on my way up north to see Mo's and Son, shameless plug. And I'm on 435 going probably 70. And there's a Jeep in the lane right next to me going 70. We're kind of side by side at the same time. And I did not see what happened, but I heard it. And this is the sound that I heard. And I felt my car kind of shake. Some idiot on a motorcycle going 115, 120, split the lane in between my car and this Jeep, Scott. And I was telling this story to Chief Hadley, the Mission Police Department, who was here earlier. And I said, I thought to myself, because I saw a police officer later coming up behind me with his lights and sirens on, I thought, if that officer's going to get that kid, he's never going to catch him. That kid was on one of those bullet rocket...
crotch rockets.
Yes. And I'm not saying this is always young males who do those things, because young females make dumb decisions too. I don't know what it is about making those decisions on the road that seems to be uniquely 18 to 25-year-old male. Because the kid today on that motorcycle should be dead. If one person decides to switch lanes, just decides to switch lanes, as he's coming up doing 120, he's dead.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And I love this letter. We're going to post this letter. I know if you're 18 and listening, maybe this letter doesn't resonate with you. It resonates with every single parent listening right now. Please don't be that kid.
Well, can I just read just a little bit more from this cop? Because he's a brilliantly good writer. He says, you seemed like a really nice kid who made a bad decision. I don't feel bad about this ticket at all. In fact, I'm proud of it. I hope you're paying it off for months. And with every payment, you think about how it wasn't worth it. I hope you slow down. I hope that when your mom tells you to drive safe, you make a promise to her and yourself that you will. I hope you can envision me sitting in your kitchen telling your screaming mother that you have just been killed. That's a damn good writer.
Well, and it's also coming from someone who has clearly made that notification. You know, sure. We have friends, Scott, who have done that. I think I have one friend who made over 1,000 death notifications. Very, very dear friend of ours. And I don't know how they do that again and again and again and again. But they do.
You know, and I know that I'm not alone. Every morning, when Sarah leaves after breakfast, she says, I got to go to school, Dad. And I always leave a few minutes later taking Maya to school because Maya can't drive herself yet. And the last words I say to my daughter every day, drive safely and I love you. And I do it without even thinking about it for the same reasons that this cop talks about. It's my way of begging her, come home.
See, and that's where you and I are different. I'm not worried about her driving. I'm worried about the idiot going 120 on the motorcycle on 435.
But I tell them that too.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was giving Maya her driving lesson the other night on residential streets where the speed limit is 20, the words I said probably more than any other than, oh my God, stop, were trust no one. When you're on the road.
You see a signal, you think they're turning.
That's right.
I don't believe them.
When you're on the road, trust no one.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, Dad, I got it. I'm like, honey, you don't have it. Trust no one.
I had a friend who was his daughter or stepdaughter, rather. She was trying to learn to drive, and she was all nervous about it. And they were talking about how everybody was terrified to be in the car with her because she, you know, white knuckle and the whole thing. And I pulled her aside one day, and I said, hey, it's not that big of a deal. It's driving. I said, stop and think about the absolute dumbest person you know. The person that you know that you question how they even function day to day. They're so stupid. That person has a driver's license.
Yeah.
If they can drive, so can you. I said, however, keep in mind, that person is probably in the car next to you.
Yeah.
As long as you remember those two things, you'll be fine.
576-7798. Bravo on this police officer. His writing was exceptional. His message was better. 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Ryan. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, and you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. We were talking about kids in cars and driving. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Stop by and take part in the Subaru Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru, and with every purchase, a $250 donation to a great charity. That's how they do it. Bill George's Olathe Subaru, just off I-35 in Santa Fe, and at Kia all month, they're doing a final year-end clearance event. Save big on all remaining new 2018 Kia models in stock. Bill George is a pillar in our community. He's worked with local charities for years, and he's been a strong supporter of St. Jude's Children's Hospital for more than 30 years. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Poison. 1986 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. Wanda in the Northland. Wanda, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're doing better than we deserve, but thank you for asking.
This is a great subject.
Oh, thanks.
Years ago, we had a boat at Lake of the Ozarks, and we were at a dock. There were probably four other couples. We all had kids just starting to drive, learning to drive, and some younger. One of the gentlemen at the dock was a coroner, and he brought photo albums of pictures.
Oh.
After driving wrecks, teenagers driving too fast, very many interesting things for the kids to see. And whether they remember it to this day, and I told him, I appreciate him because he worked really hard to try to show the kids what stupid things can do.
Yeah, and Wanda, you're cutting out a little bit there. I know that other similar things have been done. You know, is it the Scared Straight program where they take kids into the jails and into the morgues to show them what, you know, gang violence looks like, you know, actually on the slab when it's over?
Is that fair?
It's probably not legal to do that, but I understand why officers there's probably some HIPAA violation with. You know,
do you have HIPAA rights when you're dead?
Yeah.
No. Kind of hard to file a lawsuit when you're dead.
I think it's the institutions maybe that just have regulations against it. I don't know.
What were you gonna say?
Have a problem with it. They probably don't advertise that they do it.
People are asking where they can find this letter.
So I posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and I will make sure it's at the top of our KMBZ Facebook page as well.
Okay. And I can jump on the KMBZ Twitter.
Yeah, please do.
And throw it on top of that, too. It's a great letter. It is, I mean, I like good writing. That's why Peggy Noonan's my favorite writer. This guy can flat out write. He's very good at it. He's almost as good of a writer as I am. Huh?
Yeah, he's really humble, too.
Mark in Blue Springs. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you all doing?
Well, we're doing quite well. What's up, man?
Well, first of all, I work with a lot of young people, and I work with a lot of old people. And I've seen the fear tactics. Even I'm 64, and, God, when I went through driver's ed, we saw all that stuff. I don't think longstanding research would support that scaring the blank out of kids makes them more rational or leads to less accidents. I don't think the evidence is there. It makes us feel good when we're doing it. You know, like we're doing something in a situation that, you know, we don't want kids. But I don't think it's supported. I think just like DARE, you know, the DARE program, we still run DARE, but the evidence supposedly doesn't support it. So I'm thinking that the more we can engage kids and this is not an easy answer either, in rational decision-making, the better off we're going to be. Kids are killing themselves when they're not being supervised. And so they feel free and they get wild, and if they're with friends, you know. And anyways, I'm a second-time caller. And last time I called, I mentioned that I listen mostly to NPR, but my wife...
I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if you guys would call my wife again. Would call her.
You want us to call your wife right now?
Yeah.
And what would we say to your wife, Mark?
That her husband is still, after 38 years, deeply honored to be married to her.
Oh.
Hang on.
I think that's lovely.
Rod, I put him on hold. Get his wife's phone number. Let's call her right now. Yeah, why not? You got anything better to do today?
No, actually I don't.
All right. So Rod's getting the wife's number. We'll give her a call here real quick. And Mark, who is an NPR listener and a jerk, can tell his wife how much he loves her.
You and I could never work for NPR because we don't whisper when we talk.
President Donald Trump today.
I love NPR. I love NPR. However, I would be
so
fired
boring.
In about 30 minutes if I ever worked for a public radio station.
Let me read
because
it.
Because I can't whisper when I talk.
Here's what I can do. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Breaking news this afternoon. A federal judge on Tuesday delayed sentencing once again for a former...
You don't find it a little soothing?
I find it horrible. Well, he wasn't supposed to hang up. I mean, I wanted her to talk to him, not us to talk
Why
to her.
Why do we listen into someone's conversation? I think that's weird. I think it's lovely that he wished her a wonderful 38 years, and we're good. We can step back.
Okay. General Flynn has held nothing back in regards to the special counsel's investigation.
I think we should go to Will Stewart.
Flynn's lawyer told the court.
It's time to read the news. So, hello.
I guess we are talking to Dr. Karen. During Tuesday's hearing, the prosecution... Wake up! Read the news! Well.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look good for Dr. Karen.
She's probably in surgery.
Your call.
Oop,
yeah, let's not take that.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Wilster.
An eye on 2020. More next.
Hey, share the joy this holiday season with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Hey, Kansas City, Dana Wright here. You know the Mart has something for everyone, whether you're treating yourself, holiday gift shopping, or getting your home ready for all of your holiday guests. The Mart is my holiday shopping destination. You can take care of everything on your list. Right now, take advantage of employee family pricing. Receive free shipping on qualifying purchases, $49 or more, in-store or online. All you got to do there is go to nfm.com. You can shop with 24 months financing on purchases $4.99 or more. See the store for details. The Mart has it all: electronics, toys, appliances, furniture, flooring, and more. Don't forget Mart gift cards and See's candies make perfect gifts too. Their friendly sales professionals can help you find exactly what you need. Most items are ready for easy pickup or fast delivery. Order anytime you want at nfm.com with same day drive through pickup. Shop Nebraska Furniture Mart for everything this holiday season.
4:31, I'm Will Starrett. Former U.S. Attorney for Kansas Barry Grissom talks to the Democratic Senatorial Committee about a possible run for Republican Senator Pat Roberts' seat. Kansas City Star reports Grissom confirmed yesterday he's been considering a 2020 run as a Democrat for roughly a year. Although he has not made his decision, he is laying the groundwork. Democratic leaders are spurning a proposal by the top Senate Republican to avert a partial government shutdown over President Trump's demand for $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico. A Democratic aide says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposed $1.6 billion for border security, as outlined in a bipartisan Senate bill, plus another $1 billion the president could use on the border. Top Democratic leaders have rejected that proposal, and the president has said it won't be sufficient either. The White House says it is not backing down from its criticism of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's interview of Michael Flynn, the former Trump National Security Advisor who pled guilty to lying to the law enforcement agency. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders repeats her allegation that the FBI, quote, ambushed Flynn in an interview in which he denied contacts with Russian officials. Flynn later acknowledged having lied to investigators during that. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:32.
Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. And let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging, and this will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. The best part, it is a completely pain-free process. Kara Markser did it. She loves it. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
Skies clouding up a little bit this evening, but dry through the 40s, down to 40 tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers developing about, say, midday through the early evening hours, a 30% shot of it happening. Not going to last long and only going to drop about a quarter of an inch of rain. 38 in the morning, afternoon high of 46, windy conditions, any showers end early. From Channel 9, I'm Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
52 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I feel commitments while I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
In honor of this tweet from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, Dana and I have just decided we will be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon.
It's so bad. It's
Oh, yes. So the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department just tweeted out yesterday. They show, let me just paint the picture here, what looks like a pretty nice house. Lots of rocks and it's a very nice house. Anyway, there's a broken window. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, what happened? They write, with pictures to boot. Police were called to a report of a prowler, a possible burglary in progress this weekend. Officers quickly discovered the suspect was a wild turkey who had flown through the window. Sadly, the perp is DOA. This was a serious case of foul play.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
It's so bad. Come on, it's so bad.
So in honor of that horrible tweet from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, we will be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Oh, there's so many reasons not to. All you have to do is text in. You can't call it in. You have to text it in. Your terrible joke.
Don't do it yet. I need some time. Don't do it yet because then it'll get buried.
To 22980. Give it about 5 minutes from right about now and then start texting in your terrible jokes. And we will make sure they get on the air right after 4:45. A story here from the front pages of your Wall Street Journal. CBS announcing it will not pay former chairman and CEO Les Moonves any of his $120 million severance package after reviewing the findings of a probe into allegations that he sexually harassed and assaulted many women during his career. The CBS board of directors said investigators concluded there were grounds to terminate Mr. Moonves for cause. Mr. Moonves violated company policies, breached his employment contract, and intentionally failed to cooperate fully with the investigation. Mr. Moonves was forced to resign in September after the allegations surfaced in articles in The New Yorker and Vanity Fair. The prospect of Mr. Moonves receiving a nine-figure exit package, despite the seriousness of the allegations, drew scrutiny from activist groups supporting the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct in the workplace. However, a lawyer for Mr. Moonves said on Monday the CBS board's conclusions were without merit. Quote, Mr. Moonves vehemently denies any non-consensual sex relations and cooperated extensively and fully.
Let's go back to that really quick.
That's according to Andrew Levin.
I want to talk about, and I've had this conversation. If you have not, please have this conversation with young women, especially around age 19 to 25, but even beyond then. These men say that, well, this was consensual. When he was one of the most powerful men in entertainment, he is accused of having women in various entry-level positions come into his office and do things we will not discuss on the radio.
We cannot discuss on the radio.
So, you know, people with that amount of power can say all day long, well, that this was consensual every Monday at 2 o'clock in the office. You know, it's not. It is not. It's not possible for it to be when he was the boss and these were subordinates. It's not possible.
Can a boss ever have a relationship?
I think most companies frown on it, even if it is what you would consider the traditional definition of consensual.
Of a courtship.
Like, yes, like a woman falls in love with him, he falls in love with her, they end up getting married. Can it happen? Yes. I think there's a reason companies frown upon it. He was just so high up for so long and so powerful, Scott, that nobody was going to say anything.
What about a lateral relationship? Now, a lot of people are pointing out, Dana, and I knew this was coming in right away, Bill Clinton. Why'd you just get the deer in the head?
Did you watch the documentary?
No, I did not.
Why every single time we talk about something going wrong in modern day times?
He's the poster child of this.
The only example people listening to the conversation can muster up is Bill Clinton.
Because I would hit back with Bill Cosby.
I mean, we can look at all of these cases.
Are you comparing Bill Clinton to
no,
Bill Cosby?
I am not. We can look at cases of men in power when these things happen and whether or not there can truly be consent.
But what I think what frustrates some people, and yes, obviously it's a political ideology that they come from when they criticize Bill Clinton, but I think it is, in fairness, Dana, a legitimate gripe. For example, and let me give you this, let me use this as the example, and I think you'll understand maybe to a degree where they're coming from. Les Moonves claims that all of these relationships were consensual. There isn't a lot of evidence. There is a little bit, but not a lot of evidence to suggest he's lying. But clearly this was a man with incredible power who was interested romantically, sexually, with people beneath him, as far as the power structure is concerned. Because quite frankly, at CBS, there was no one above him.
Right.
Okay? Les Moonves will not be speaking at any future CBS board of directors get-togethers, okay? He's not. He's a pariah. He is kicked out. You abused your power. You're not getting any money. Get out. Go away. We don't ever want to see you again. The argument that some of these folks would make, who are writing into the text line right now, they would say Bill Clinton did the exact same thing, but was welcomed at the 2004 Democratic Convention, the 2008. I know he was because I was there. The 2012, and of course the 2016. And they would say he did the exact same thing and he was welcomed back with open arms. How do you draw the distinction is what they're trying to say. And I think it's a fair observation and gripe. This man, who had the nickname Slick Willie for a reason, controversy just slid right off of him, never stuck. And then you have a Les Moonves, who's the pariah of the company that he led to greatness because he did the exact same thing. Now, multiple times over, I get it. Fair point. I think it's hard to draw the distinction.
I understand what you were saying.
Bill Clinton is still considered a hero. He used his power to get what he wanted from not just a subordinate, but somebody who was way below him on the totem pole. And
she,
I mean,
shouldn't have even really been there. And go back and watch the documentary. It's fast. She talks for hours about it.
But do you not agree that that's a fair criticism?
It is, but what does that have to do today with the discussion over whether or not this man at CBS, who was at CBS, deserves $120 million as he walks out the door? Six women have accused him of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. I really think I like him. I want to go into his office.
Sure.
Six women have accused him of sexual harassment.
I think there is an argument to be made. For whatever reason, Bill Clinton gets a pass. And I don't understand what it is. What he did was wrong. Everybody knows it. Monica Lewinsky now knows that it was wrong. But yet he gets a pass. People like Les Moonves, and I'm not trying to minimize the allegations of sexual harassment, but I don't think there's any denying a number of these relationships were indeed consensual.
What makes me so angry about this case is the women who have come forward and have been named who say this happened in his office. It was unwanted. It was Harvey Weinstein-ish. And then after that, I never worked again. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a new term for it. They're calling it corporate rape.
Ooh. How do you feel about that?
I feel like we need to empower our daughters that if this happens, women are starting to speak up. If this happens to you, it's okay to speak up. Don't listen to the people saying you're never going to work in this town again. It's okay to speak up. Because what we're seeing is one woman came forward, then it was two, and then it was four, and then it was six.
I guess what I'm getting at is how do you feel about the word rape being thrown around like that?
I understand your question. Could it be another word?
People who were raped.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not trying to go all Todd Akin on you here with legitimately raped.
I know you're not.
But you get my point. People who were raped, violently raped, would say, how dare you? How dare you? You were working for this man. He came on to you. He said, give me what I want or you'll never work. And I gave in. That's not rape.
Or I walked out and I never worked again.
Right.
You have a legitimate point. I think it has to be something more than corporate sexual harassment.
Which is exactly what that is. But to call it corporate rape, I think is unfair and wrong,
yeah,
quite frankly. And I can already hear women who have been violently raped screaming at their radios in their car. Shut up.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea. We will turn the tide just slightly. Well, quite a bit. Coming up on the other side, we will do Terrible Joke Tuesday. What are you giggling about in there, Fancy Pants?
Rape. Let's bring on the jokes. All right.
Jokes, please. Jokes. Hello. We'll take the jokes, please. 22980. Hey, this show is a fast-moving wheel.
Okay? I'm all for the jokes.
All right. Somebody says, call it corporate blackballing because that's what it is.
Okay.
You've been corporately blackballed. Fair?
Yes. Okay. Sexually harassed, blackballed.
Okay, fine. All right. Your terrible joke's coming up in just a moment. Just text them in to 22980. Terrible Joke Tuesday. On the other side, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, I know it's been cold, but head on out if you are in the market for a new home. If you have someone coming into town looking for a new home. If you're a real estate agent, have you shown your clients Cottonwood Canyon off of 435 and 87th Street? Wow. You will not believe the growth out there if you haven't been out there in a while. The first thing I said was, how did I miss this memo? It is gorgeous, first of all. Just stunning, gorgeous landscape out there. An amazing centralized Johnson County location. And those homes are smack dab on top of Canyon Farms Golf Club. If you are a golfer, look up that course, the brand new clubhouse, which is amazing. All of that will be a quick stroll from your front porch. Call for your private tour. You will be so glad you did. They just opened up the last 27 lots, which overlook holes 2 and 3 out there. For your private tour, those lots are available. They're just waiting on you to come out and build your dream home. Call 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Dead or Alive on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. All right, we need all hands on deck. That includes you, Rodney, because we can only go through so many jokes.
I don't know, man. I'm a little off. I witnessed a shipwreck.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's traumatic. I don't know if you've ever been through something like that, but I mean, all you can really do is stand there and let it sink in.
Rod, I don't know if I ever told you this, man, but I used to date a girl with a lazy eye.
Yeah?
Scott.
Did you know
Parks.
This?
No. What happened?
Well, it turns out she was seeing somebody else the whole time.
Scott Parks.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's
funny.
Do
you know what? You know what Helen Keller's favorite color is?
No, I don't. What
it's
is
Velcro.
It? Okay, we got to clean this up just a little bit.
Turns out, I don't know about you guys, but I know what every woman wants.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, you got the secret.
Nothing. It's fine, okay?
Hey, Rod, you ever think, what do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
Okay, that's funny.
I bought some I bought some shoes, Rod, from a drug dealer.
Oh.
I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Hey Dana. hey Dana.
Yes, Rod.
What would bears be if we're not for bees?
I don't know what would bears be if it weren't for bees.
Ears.
Hey, from the text line, a good one here from 9440. What proclaims to be smart but is really as dumb as a box of rocks?
I don't know.
Scott Parks.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar, walks up to the bartender and says, I want a shot of your finest whiskey. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here.
I love that joke.
That's so bad.
It's one of my favorites.
I've never heard it.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Do you guys ever sit around and think, where do vegetables go to get drunk?
Where?
The salad bar.
Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog?
I don't know.
Because somebody told him to get along, little doggy. Tell Stuart to come in here. That is so bad. We might have a winner.
You know, one time I purchased a Prince ticket for $20, but I partied like it was 1999.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the guy that invented Robitussin died?
He did.
Yeah, oh. It was a nice funeral, but there was no coffin.
You know, the guy that invented the knock-knock joke should probably get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Why is that?
You know, because it's knock-knock and Nobel.
Mm. That is so bad.
Do you know what the...
I'm just the reader.
Do you know what the pirate said on his 80th birthday?
Huh. I have no idea. What would a pirate say?
Aye, matey!
What does a clock do when it's hungry?
What does a clock do when it's hungry?
It goes back 4 seconds.
Here's an interesting question I'd never considered. If you were to clean out the vacuum, does that make you a vacuum cleaner?
Hey, Rod, did you ever think about how Santa paid for that sleigh?
I
how much
know.
He may have paid, like, in dollars?
I don't know.
None. It was on the house.
Mm-hmm. A doctor went into an exam room to find a patient sitting on the table with carrots stuck up his nose and broccoli coming out of his ears. The doctor looked at the patient and said, obviously, you aren't eating right.
What do you guys call a deer that's missing one eye?
I don't know.
No idea.
No.
Oh, okay. So a man walks into a psychiatrist's office. He's butt naked, wrapped in saran wrap. Psychiatrist takes one look at him and says, I can clearly see your nuts.
Have you ever heard there's this new invention? It's the corduroy pillow. Have you heard about this?
No.
You haven't? Really? It's making headlines.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What did the
Supplies!
Okay, I think we're good for the day. Oh, we got one more.
What do you get when you cross human DNA with a goat?
What do you get when you cross human DNA with a goat?
A lifetime ban from the petting zoo.
Rodney!
Hey, do you remember what Whitney Houston's last hit was?
No,
her greatest hit?
I do not. I was not going to read that one.
Do you remember what her biggest hit was?
I don't remember. What was it?
It was her last one.
Really? Really?
Newsroom will stare. Newsroom will stare it.
Happening now on KMBZ, a change in gun policy. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, and you get all three. When you shop at a Olathe Kia and a Olathe Subaru, both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. At Olathe Kia, all month, they're doing a final year-end clearance event. Save big on all remaining new 2018 models in stock. Make sure you also stop by the Subaru Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru, and with every purchase, a $250 donation to a great charity. Bill George's Olathe Subaru, just off I-35 and Santa Fe. And when it comes to safety, and we were talking about this earlier, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.